Governor David Ige is sign-waving in Mililani Mauka. He says his re-election campaign was grassroots, like it was in 2014.
I've always felt that the more personal interactions that I can have with potential voters and supporters, the more successful we'll be. Really, the coffee hours and the smaller groups, 20 to 50 people, are probably the most effective. All elections are won by being able to touch as many voters as we can. And we feel like that's been an advantage that we have.
Thank you. The person has a Hanabusa shirt on.
Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa is sign-waving in Kaimuki. Her campaign was also grassroots with a few surprises.
We were stunned. Hawaii Island, on the Hilo side, we had a group of 700, and even the organizers couldn't believe it. Even on Kauai Island, we had it at the Kauai Veterans Center. We had over 300 people show up there. And we had one in East Honolulu, which was at Kalani High School. We had about, 600 of them there.
All the big candidate forums and debates are over, but there's always a chance for one last jab or not.
You can't do things in the fourth year and then decide that you are doing things. And you also can't take credit for what other people did. I never thought David Ige was like that.
We chose to stay high and not go low and not get into, you know, the negative campaigning. It's just not my style. It's not what my parents taught me. And I do believe that the voters have received the message.
Now, in the final hours of their campaigns, both candidates admit they're tired, but are also inspired to go on.
We're committed to creating a better future for our children. That's what gets me excited and able to continue to campaign. Even when you're tired and you don't want to do it anymore, it's really the opportunity to being able to make a difference in the lives of our community.
Hanabusa, meanwhile, is motivated by her loyal supporters.
If I feel, oh my God, I'm going to do this again, you know, then I snap out of it right away because I don't have a right to feel that way. They have a right not to want to do it, but I don't, you know. As long as one of them is doing it, I gotta be there.
But there can only be one winner for the Democratic Party nomination for governor after that final vote is cast August 11th.
I feel good, lots of energy. You know, I think the campaign is going very well. We feel very good about the momentum, and the response from the public has been overwhelming.
It feels really good. So I feel very upbeat and very positive. I mean, it's never easy to run against an incumbent, but I feel that we will win.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.